Well, as is usual and customary, it's time for our weekly visit with Chris Powell. He writes for the journal Inquirer, and you can find his work at journalinquirer.com. Rather prolific, too, I might add. Hey, Chris, how are you doing?
Very good, Ray. Thank you.
You sound kind of subdued today. What's wrong?
The day's young.
Well, okay. You're resting up. That's a good thing. Well, God, where do we start? One thing that you did do, and it's your most recent piece, was the reaction of our congressional delegation, particularly our senatorial delegation. Anyway, Connecticut's delegation's questions on the Middle East fall short. Now, I do want to stipulate that you, in fact, have been pretty much critical of some of the activities the United States has been involved in the Middle East, back in that region of the world.
Yeah, you know, I don't know what the hell we think we're accomplishing in Afghanistan. I can't say the Iraq mission has been much of a success either.
No.
We seem to have turned it from a country that was an adversary of Iran to one that's, you know, being fully infiltrated by Iran now. But no, the delegation came out with a bunch of statements last week after the attack on the Iranian general, expressing indignation that Congress wasn't notified, and they're now supporting a resolution, I think, that requires the president to notify them about attacks like this, not to do them, you know, without congressional approval. I just think this is kind of falling short. I mean, the general's dead, and this is not going to bring him back. What I'd like to know is what our congressmen think about the mission in Iraq, and particularly what they think our objectives with military force in the Middle East, you know, should be. Why are we there? Why? What are we trying to accomplish? You know, passing a resolution requiring the president to, you know, consult more in the future doesn't tell us what the congressmen think that we ought to be doing. I think there's probably a case to be made for being over there to some extent. Whether the president is capable of making it is another question. He does seem to change his mind pretty frequently.
Well, so does Chris Powell, because so does Chris Murphy, because apparently, like on the Thursday before the attack, was it the embassy that was attacked? Yeah, it was. And so anyway, he said, why are we just sitting there impotent here in the Middle East? And it just shows that nobody respects us. Then, you know, after the attack was made, he's going, I can't believe the president would do something. You know, you can't win.
Yeah, well, that's Trump's problem with the Democrats and in Congress. I mean, Trump has not made himself the most respected figure in the country or in the world. And you know, now that, you know, the Iranians are threatening retaliation, there's, you know, going to be a problem, because when something blows up, we're not going to really know if it's the Iranians or the Democrats.
But you do remember, and I'm glad you mentioned this. I mean, it was like an 8-year war between Iran and Iraq back, what, the 80s?
Yeah, you know, Saddam Hussein and the Ayatollahs, you know, just really terrible, bloody, pointless, you know, war. Now, you know, half of Iraq likes the Iranians and wants us out, and the other half is afraid of the Iranians, but you know, is disappointed in the United States. I just would like to know from the president, what exactly are we meaning to
do here,
to accomplish over there? Yeah. Is it just to push Iran back? Then, you know, how are we going to do it? And what's the end game? I mean, you can blow people up with you know, drones and missiles till hell freezes over, but that's not too much of a strategy. On the other hand, you know, the Democrats are complaining about, you know, Trump using this you know, one missile attack. Even as, you know, they let President Obama do dozens of these things for years, and nobody made a peep about it.
I mean, everything is politics, Chris. Everything, from what I can tell.
Yeah, I'm afraid you're right.
And everything is Trump, too, I might add. You know, one thing that you wrote, and this is a piece a couple days ago, but you were talking about what's going on at the malls. and how kids are just going nuts and all that stuff. And it is rather frightening. I know Buckland Hills used to have a problem with it, but you know, basically wrote that they've come up with perhaps a solution.
Yeah, the malls that are not so politically correct are beginning to require adult supervision of young people coming into the malls. This is, I think, part of a bigger trend in Connecticut, the social disintegration we're seeing.
Right, that's
generally just in the last week or so, the Census Bureau reported that Connecticut's lost population for the last 6 years. The Connecticut Data Collective reported that 11% of the women in Connecticut are living in poverty, and it doubles in the cities. I mean, you know, we knew that in principle. I'm not sure that the actual numbers tell us anything we didn't know in principle. And then, you know, we've got these mall riots that are happening with you know, much more frequency. That kind of stuff, Ray, didn't used to happen.
Well, see, Chris, as you had in your own piece here just a moment ago, you quoted Leon Smith, the head of Citizens for Juvenile Justice. They just don't have anything to do.
Yeah, well, you know, they've been saying that about kids since, you know, kids
being
born. You know, now we have video games, and, you know, they always have study and work to do. But look, that's youth. But at least in previous years, you know, kids managed to be bored without rioting at the malls, and I think that is something new that ought to concern us. That kids, really, a lot of them do not have responsible parents or any parents. What they have for parents are using the malls as free babysitters, and the kids don't know how to behave. And this is a new development that that ought to concern our elected officials, but they're studiously ignoring it.
Well, I guess we'll talk to you in a week if that's okay. I mean, if you don't mind.
Can your listeners stand it?
Of course they can. We can always stand this. You know, it's kind of, you know, but what we really need. And there, by the way, who was it? Forbes, one of the money magazines. Connecticut business conditions not that high on the list.
We were going in the wrong direction, Ray, and I'm waiting for our government to recognize.
You know what else is going today? The governor's transportation plan. Apparently the Senate is voting on it, and Martin Looney is saying, I hope we can get 18, because then it's in place. And, of course, if it's in place, then you know what that means.
Yeah, well, that's the direction we're going. It's more taxes and more population exit.
Wee-hee! Okay. Chris, thanks.
Thank you, Ray.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.